耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，这是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭使人埋葬他们的使臣，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我又跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，守福子里向后看的，不配进神的国。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the Bible.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢你将圣经赐给我们。
We thank you that we meet your thoughts and your plans and your nature in your word.
我们要感谢你，因为从你的圣经当中，我们能够来认识你的本性，你自己。
Thank you that you are the God who seeks to reveal himself to us in very personal ways.
我们感谢你，因为你是愿意亲身向我们启示自己的神。
We pray that you'll speak to our hearts from your word this morning.
今天早上，我们祈求你能够对我们每一个心说话。
That our love for you will grow.
使我们爱你的心增加。
That we will understand in our minds more of your purpose for our life.
使我们的思想能够更明白你在我们一生中的安排。
That we will be truly transformed.To live like Jesus in our world.
就我们能够完全像耶稣一样的被改变来活在这个世上。
We thank you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Luke's Gospel is one of four Gospels about the life of Jesus.
路加福音是圣经中四福音一卷讲到耶稣的一生。
Each of these four Gospels are quite different.
这四本的福音都有不同的地方。
There are four Gospels because in the time of Jesus, there were four different kinds of people.
圣经给了我们四卷的福音书，因为在耶稣的那个时候，世上可以归为四类的人。
Matthew wrote to the Jewish people.
马太写给犹太人。
Mark wrote to the Roman people.
马可写给罗马的人。
Luke wrote to the Greek people.
路加写给希腊的人。
And John wrote to the new community of Christian people.
约翰乃个写给今天新的基督徒。
In this simple way, we understand that God has got a message for people of all parts of the world.
从这一点，我们知道神向世界上的每一个人都有他的信息。
While the message is different in some ways, it is the same because it focuses on Jesus.
虽然表面上看起来是个信息好像有不同的地方，但他们的中心却是一样一致的，乃是将我们引向基督耶稣。
In each of the Gospels, we read about the life.Teaching and miracles of Jesus.
在每一卷福音书中，我们都看见耶稣的一生，他的讲道和他的生活。
About his death, his burial, his resurrection and ascension into heaven.
我们也读到关于主耶稣，他的生、他的死、他的埋葬、他的复活和他的升天。
And so in this way, we see the message is specific to the different cultures.But it focuses on Jesus.
所以我们看见，虽然这福音书乃是主要对着一些有文化那种背景的人，但是呢，它的主题乃是主耶稣自己。
Luke was writing to the Greek people, and he himself had Greek parents.
因为路加他乃是写给希腊文化背景的人，因他自己有希腊文化的父母。
The Greek people were philosophical.
因为希腊人他们很多哲学
Like today they had a humanistic view of life
就像今天一样人都是想到人这方面的事情
They thought that the human mind and the body should be somehow perfect
他们觉得说人的身体跟人的思想是可以变得完美的
It focused on human ability to achieve in life
所以他们所专注的乃是人自己能够在世上成功什么。
In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, we have the key verse of what Luke wants to say to us.
在路加福音十九章第十节，我们有一节啊一节主要的经文可以向我们解释路加所要说的话。路加福音十九章第十节，人子来唯要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man is the main point that Luke wants to point us to.
因为人子就是路加所要将我们引到他面前的。
This is the way in which Luke is trying to communicate to us that Jesus is the kind of person that God intends us to be like.
好像路加要告诉我们，像耶稣这样的人，就是神所愿意我们成为的。
He came to save us and to restore us to a relationship with God.
耶稣来拯救我们，又使我们能够恢复跟神的关系。
Without this relationship with God, we may believe in our head that God exists.
若是没有这内里的关系，神的关系，我们只能是思想上接受有神。
But that has no direct relevance to our day-to-day living.
但是这样的知识在我们每日的生活中没有带来实际的影响。
Just recently, there have been new solar systems discovered.
好像最近在我们这个太阳系有新的发现。
But out of this world that God has created, we may not have an awareness of His presence and His purpose in our lives.
但是在这神所创造的世界中，我们却不能够知道和认识这创造的神。
We live in a society which has gotten very many advances in scientific achievement.
我们现今的社会是在一个科技非常发达的世间。
And yet morality and relationships are broken.
但是人的道德和人与人之间的关系却已经堕落了。
This is quite a contradiction.
看起来好像非常的矛盾。
On the one hand, proclaiming to be very important and good people, but our behavior and our relationships do not reflect that.
好像一方面我们讲到人是怎样的好，怎样美好，但是在我们与人的生活，人与人的关系却不能够表现出来。
When we look at Luke's gospel, he explains to us how he has gone about to research his message.
在路加福音里面，路加告诉我们他是怎样的去研究预备他所要写给我们的信息。
He is writing with design and with order and with purpose.
他所预备的乃是有非常丰富的事迹安排和怎样的一步一步的来写出来。
The first four verses of his gospel explain just like a doctor.Examines the symptoms before coming to diagnosis is the way in which he has gone about preparing his gospel.
好像路加福音一章头四节就像我们很清楚的解释，好像医生看为一个病人看病一样的，已经做了很全面的检查。
And then Luke spends one third of the gospel to explain to us the way that Jesus lived in this world.
所以路加花了三分之一的章节来告诉我们耶稣怎样的在这个世上生活。
He's doing this for a very good reason.
他这样做是有一个非常重要的原因。
Because the time is coming when Jesus will be crucified in Jerusalem and return to heaven.
因为时候将到，耶稣将会在耶路撒冷被钉十字架，之后死里复活升天。
So he's wanting to prepare his disciples so that they continue to live and serve in the way that they have seen him do that.
所以他呢是为了预备他自己的门徒，在他离开之后，他们怎样的继续跟随他的脚踪，在世上生活和侍奉。
So up to chapter 9 verse 50, we see Jesus with a deep heart of love and compassion for lost people.
所以来到九章五十节，我们看见耶稣怎样对那些失丧的人多么的怜悯爱他们。
He was reaching out to people from every different background.
他乃是向不同背景的人都发出了他的邀请。
To the young and to the old.
对年幼的，对年长的。
To the rich, to the poor.
最富有的，最贫穷的。
To the Jew, to the Gentile.
对犹太人，对外邦人。
To the healthy, to the sick.
对那些健康的，对那些有病的。
To people who are being pushed onto the fringe and the outside of society.
那些被社会拒绝而藐视的人。
And so through Jesus, we begin to understand how great the love of God is for all people.
所以从耶稣的身上让我们认识到神对每一个人的爱是何等的大。
So this is the setting in which our reading comes to us today.
所以这是的背景，就是达到我们今天早上把我们引到今早所读的经文。
In chapter 9 verse 51 we have a turning point in the gospel.
但是在九章五十一节开始，这个路加福音开始有一个转折点。
We read there that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem.
我们发现在这里告诉我们，耶稣乃是面向耶路撒冷去。
3 years have passed, and now the time has come where he realizes in God's plan he will be betrayed and crucified.
3年已经过去了。现在他明白在神的安排和旨意当中，他乃是向耶路撒冷去，在那里被钉十字架。
And because he knows that this is the reason why he's come into the world,
因为他明白他是为了这一个原因才到世上来的。
He now begins to prepare the disciples to continue the work which he has commenced.
所以现在他乃是要预备自己的门徒怎样的继续他的工作。
In chapter 6 and verse 12 of Luke, we understand how Jesus, praying to God all night, then chooses the disciples.
在路加福音第六章，我们读到耶稣怎样的花了整夜在山上祷告，之后拣选了十二个门徒。
It's a reminder to us that God chooses people to be a part of his family.
乃是要提醒我们，神乃是愿意拣选人来成为他家中的一员。
To be a child of God is the work of God deep in the heart of mankind.
成为一个神的儿女，就是让神的话语深深地进入到我们生命中。
John says in his gospel, "You did not choose me, but I have chosen you."
在约翰福音，耶稣说：“你没有拣选我，乃是我先拣选。”
In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, Paul reminds us, God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
在以弗所书一章四节，保罗也提醒我们，神乃是在创立世界以前，在基督里就拣选了我们。
Before ever God thought in terms of a vast universe with all of its solar systems and all of its features, he thought of you and me.
你可以想象，在神还没有计划怎样去创造整个宇宙和里面的星星，所有的星系，他心中就已经留意到。
It seems that in our modern world, the world around, the nature around us has become a resource for our selfish purposes.
好像今天这个世界，人的对这个对自然的态度，那是。自然成为我们的资源，可以我们自私的来利用。
But we see that God's focus is not on resourcefulness, but on humanity.
但是我们发现神所注意的并不是这些的资源，乃是人自己。
The remarkable thing is the reason for this is only found in the heart of God.
但是这一切的原因，我们只能是在神的心中发现。
Every day we are seeing on our television and news that we are living in a world that has become corrupt and selfish.
在每天，无论是电视、报纸上都告诉我们，今天我们所生活的这个世界，乃是一个充满着败坏、充满着自私的世界。
But out of the heart of God, out of His kindness, He reaches out to a lost world.
但是神因着他的爱，他的怜悯，他却向这个世界打开他的心。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
以弗所书二章八节告诉我们，我们得救乃是本乎恩，也因着信，不是出于我们自己，是神所赐。
We understand well that when somebody is offering a gift to us, it is out of their thought and out of their expenses that we are benefiting.
我们知道当我们领受一份礼物的时候，是哪那个送我们礼物的人先想到我们，为我们付出了代价才买了这个礼物。
So in that way, God through the death of Jesus on the cross, atoning for our sin, is able to offer to us freely the gift of salvation.
所以神借着耶稣基督十字架上的死为我们赎罪，现在能够将救恩白白的赐给我们。
Without merit on our part, without achievement, without deserving it, God is offering a gift of salvation.
好像不需要我们的付出，不需要我们做什么，一切都是神所付出的。
But not only does God call us and choose us,
当神不只是拣选我们，又呼召我们。
We are chosen for a purpose.
而且神拣选我们乃是有一个目的。
In chapter 6 of Luke, verse 40, Luke gives us the words of Jesus as to what he is going to achieve after he has chosen us.
好像耶稣在路加福音六章告诉我们，当他拣选我们之后，他是怎样的又在我们身上成功一些事。
Verse 40, he says,A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher.
路加福音六章四十节说，学生不能高过先生，凡学成了，不过和先生一样。
So these 12 that Jesus has chosen, now he becomes their teacher.
耶稣拣选了十二个使徒，现在他成为他们的老师。
They become his students.
他们都成为他的学生。
But this is not a classroom like a school or university.
但是耶稣的教导不像是在一个在一个学堂里面，乃是在世界里。
In the first century, the student or disciple lived with the teacher.
因为在第一世纪的时候，那些门徒都是跟他们的先生住在一起。
The purpose was not just information, but transformation.
因为这学生的目的不是要得到一些的知识，乃是想要被改变。
Jesus is living in the same way with his chosen disciples.
耶稣跟他所拣选的门徒乃是生活在一起。
When he chose them,They began to walk, live, eat, sleep, and travel with him.
当他拣选他们之后，他们就跟随他一同的行走，一同的生活。
It's a picture of an intimate relationship.
好像给我们一面图画，是一个非常亲密的一种关系。
Sometimes we have all met people who are very informed.
很多时候我们遇见一些人，他们很有知识。
But also very proud and independent.
但是他们却很骄傲，也很独立。
But Jesus is wanting now to take the disciples into an intimate journey with himself.
但耶稣的目的乃是邀请他的门徒跟他有一个亲密的关系，来走自己的路。
When we turn to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13, we discover.That for us to fulfill God's purpose in our life, we must allow Him to be at work in our life.
我们在腓立比书二章那里发现，我们做只有让神在我们身上成功他的旨意。首先，我们必须让神在我们身上做成他的工作。
He says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence."Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
腓立比书第二章十二节跟十三节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫， 因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，唯有成就他的美意。
So we see here that God is wanting to transform you and me to think, to feel, to choose, and to act just like Jesus.
所以从这里我们看见，神乃是愿意我们被改变，能够像耶稣这样的来选择，这样的来行来做。
When we come to our first village in the journey, we are learning our first lesson of how God is wanting to transform our inner being.
当我们来看到主耶稣来到这一个村庄的时候，我们发现耶稣是怎样的愿意来改变我们。
When Jesus comes to the village of the Samaritan people, they reject him.
当耶稣来到撒玛利亚这个村庄的时候，他们都拒绝他。
We'll read verse 51 through to verse 56.
就是从51节，路加福音9章51节到56节，我们读到的。耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去，便打发使子在他前头走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，又为他预备，那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：你们的心如何？你们并不知道，人子来不是要毁灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。说着就往别的村庄去了。
We live in a broken world.
我们乃是生活在一个破碎的世界。
Our relationship with God has been broken.
我们人与神之间的关系已经破碎了，破裂了。
Our relationship with each other has been broken.
我们人与人之间的关系也破裂了。
Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 11 shows us again and again that all relationshipshave been impacted by the fall of man.
创世纪第一章到十一章就让我们清楚地看见，因着人的犯罪堕落，人与人的关系是受到何等大的打击。
In this passage we see the damage that happens because of our pride and our prejudices.
我们在这一段话里面看见，因着我们的偏见还有我们的骄傲所带来的何等 的那个影响。
In every part of the world, we discover that there is some form of discrimination and prejudice expressed in that community.
我们在世界的各个角落都能够发现人对人之间的知识和偏见。
You may be aware, if you have lived in Australia for a long time, that when the boat people from Vietnam came in the 1980s, there were some very bad attitudes expressed.
你们若是在这里在澳洲已经生活很多年，你们可能就会记得在1980年当越南的那些难民来到澳洲的时候，很多本地的人对这些难民是怎样不好的态度。
All over the world, minority people are discriminated against.
世界各处那些那些小的的人的少数民族的都是被歧视。
Injustices are occurring in every community.
在每个社会里面都有不公平。
But when the disciples come to the Samaritan village and are rejected, we see that their attitude is not the right attitude either.
但是当我们看见耶稣的门徒，他们来到撒玛利亚这个村庄，因为那里的人不接待他们，他们对所有的态度是何等的不好。
James and John are wanting to bring fire from heaven to destroy the Samaritan people.
好像雅各约翰乃是要求神降火来毁灭这个村庄。
So we are seeing something of an ungodly attitude even in the disciples.
所以在门徒本身我们看见不像神的行为。
But Jesus knows how to work patiently to transform them in their deepest part of their thinking.
当耶稣却知道怎样的很耐心的来在他们 身上工作使他们改变。
But this is just a picture of you and I.
但我们会发现，这乃是好像是描述我们自己。
There are people that we like and we don't like.
因为我们有些人是我们喜欢的，有些人是我们不喜欢的。
There are people that we don't want to mix or talk to.
有些人是我们不想跟他们混在一起有交往的。
A lot of these attitudes and prejudices have been born into us because of our culture and our upbringing.
好像很多这些不好的态度跟知识是从我们生到这个社会里面就有的。
And so we see that Jesus is intent on exposing to the disciples that they are far from the people that he intends them to be.
好像耶稣在这里乃是向门徒揭露他们自己离主为他们预备的是何等的远。
Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be truly Jesus' disciples, he will put us into various situations and circumstances where our deepest thoughts and attitudes will be exposed.
我们若是真心的跟随耶稣，耶稣就会将我们放到一个环境或者一个地方一个 情景里面是我们觉得非常不舒服的。
He doesn't do that to embarrass us, but to inform us that these are areas where God is needing to do a deep work in our hearts.
耶稣的目的不是在将我们放在那样的环境中来羞辱我们，他乃是要向我们揭露说神必须在我们生命中这一方面做更深的工作。
One of the things that I've enjoyed in going to India recently is seeing the clay water pots that they have.
最近我去印度那里，我常常看见他们的，乃是他们用泥土所做的这个水罐。
They are a beautiful brown color, and they keep the water very cool.
他们用红泥做这些水罐，可以把这些水保持比较冰凉。
But these clay pots.Very fragile.
但是用这些红泥做的水罐却非常容易就会摔碎。
And so what we are admiring is these clay, these wonderful jars to hold water are really are made from mud.
但我们觉得很稀奇的就是很奇妙的就是说这些红泥这个能够装这么多水的这个泥罐乃是用红泥组做的。
This very messy clay has been transformed.
但是这个好像一无用处的泥组被改变了。
And so in a wonderful way God is transforming you and me not because we are good but because he has the love, the patience and skill to be at work in our lives.
所以同样神愿意来改变我们不是因为我们有什么好的地方，那是因着神因他的爱他的耐心，而且神他的工作技巧的工作又在我们做成他的工作。
When we come to the next section, rather than meeting rejection, we see Jesus and the disciples are well received.
但是我们再向前走一点的话，看见面对耶稣的不是拒绝，乃是乃是接纳。
These volunteers come and say, "We want to be Jesus' disciples."
好像这里有一帮的人，他们乃是自愿的到耶稣这里来，愿意成为耶稣的门徒。
As we look at the three who come to Jesus, we see three different pictures.
当我们看见这三种人来到耶稣的面前，好像给我们三幅不同的图画。
The first one is a romantic view of being a follower of Jesus.
好像第一位来的，好像是说的好像很浪漫的一个人，又来跟随耶稣。
The second one is being a convenient view of following Jesus.
而第二位来跟随耶稣，那是因着方便而来跟随耶稣。
The third one is a liberated view of being a follower of Jesus.
而第三位是一个喜欢被释放的人又来跟随耶稣。
In verse 57 and 58, we read these words.
在五十七节跟五十八节我们读到，他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我又跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝， 只是人子没有枕头的地方。
This man thought that it would be an exciting adventure to follow Jesus.
这一个人觉得说跟随耶稣可能是一件非常兴奋的事情。
His motives were not pure.
他的目的好像不纯洁。
He was thinking, what can I get from being a follower of Jesus?
他想的是我跟随耶稣能够得到什么。
Some people are church people because they can network their business.
有些人，小像今天有些人，他们来教会的目的，那是因为在这里他们可以做生意。
By mixing with Jesus people, I can have good business connections.
他说，因为跟信耶稣的人在一起，我可以在我的那个生意上面能够有很好的对象。
Some people think I enjoy going to conferences.Because afterwards I can do sightseeing and do many things.
有些人喜欢去参加很些特会，因为参加完特会，他们就写又去旅游观光。
And so this is a modern humanistic view of life. It is not a disciple's view.
但是这都是人的一种想法，但不是作为门徒该有的想法。
You may know the names of Jim and Elizabeth Elliot.
你可能会经过关于 Jim 跟 Elizabeth Elliot 这对夫妇。
Newly married couple, but Jim was killed when he went with his team to minister to the Orca people.
但是当他们结婚不久之后 ，Jim 就去了那个 Orca 那个地方的人，跟着一帮的那个宣教士去那里，他就死在那里。
You see, Jesus had said to the disciples, "Whoever will come after me."Let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
好像耶稣对所有跟随他的门徒说：“你人若要跟随他，必须使自己背起十字架，天天来跟随主。”
As a young man, Jim was killed, but was doing what his Lord and Master had called him to do.
像 Jim 作为一个青年，他虽然死了。但是他所做的工乃是像他的主做的工一样。
He and his wife did not have mixed motives. Their motive was pure to do what God had called them to do.
他跟自己的太太都有非常纯洁的思想，乃是要做神交在他们手中的工作。
The second man had a convenient view of following Jesus.
当这里第二个人他是为了方便而来跟随耶稣。
In verse 59 and 60 we read,
在59节跟60节我们读到，又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
This man was offering to follow Jesus, but he had some other priorities, and he would follow if it fitted in to his agenda.
这个人好像对耶稣说，我愿意跟随你，但是呢，我还有其他更重要的事情。如果跟随你能够适合我所要做的事情，那我可以跟随你。
Jesus challenges us in the 21st century, are we true disciples?Or do we fit Jesus in to our program rather than his program?
在这二十一世纪，我们又问自己：我们跟随耶稣，是因为也能够把耶稣来把它安排在我们的日程表里面，还是说我们又完全的来跟随？
We are facing an increasing tide of ungodliness sweeping across our world.
我们所面对的乃是不敬畏神的事情，乃是又充满像大水一样又充满这个世界。
And unless we have Jesus established as the Lord of our life, we will be swept away with the ways and the thinking and attitudes of this world.
我们做事，耶稣若不是我们生命中的根基的话，我们就会被这些洪水给冲走。
It was an inconvenience when the persecuted Christians came down into Germany.
当这些在 在北面被逼迫的基督徒，他们到那个德国的时候
，They came and settled on the property of Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf。
他们都来到金尊多夫 的家。
He was just a young man of 22 years of age, with a very noble upbringing.
他只是一个22岁的青年，但是有很好的背景。
And thousands of people came and he welcomed them to his property.
有上千的人来到他这里，他却接待了他。
It was a difficult time for some time.But in a godly way, God commenced to do something deep in the hearts of those people.
因为开始的时候之间的摩擦有很多的难处，但是却给了神一个机会，能够在他们的身上做更深的工作。
Friction and tension and difficult relationships emerged because of the crowd that came.
只因着人多的缘故，人与人之间的摩擦，人与人之间的不和，制造很多的难处和问题。
But God did something deep in the hearts of those people that led to 100 years of prayer, 24 hours around the clock.
但是因着神在他们的身上做了一个极深的工作，使得他们从那个时候开始，能够花100年的时间。天天24个小时祷告在神的面前。
Over the next 150 years, 2,158 missionaries went out all over the globe because of this devotion of Nicholas.
因此他们这投入与神的同工，接下来150年乃是神差遣了2,800位的宣教士到世界的各处。
Jesus reminds this man that the priority is to proclaim the gospel, not to live comfortably.
好像耶稣对这个人的回答，乃是要把神传扬神的国放在第一位，而不是因自己活得舒适放在第一位。
Brothers and sisters, we need reminding again today that the gospel is the power of God to save people.And to bring them into His kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们再次的提醒，这福音乃是神的大能，又拯救人，将人领进神的国。
We may have different styles and ways of sharing that message, but it's important that as Jesus' disciples, we embrace that as the purpose that God has for us.
虽然我们传福音可以用不同的方法。但是我们必须明白，耶稣救人乃是为了这个目的，要将人带进他的国。
The third man represents a liberated view of following Jesus.
最后一个人是一个想要得释放的一个人。这61节跟62节，又有一个人说：“主，我又跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”耶稣说。走福子里向后看的不配进神的国。
This man is offering to follow Jesus, but he's got friends and he's got families, and in due course he will come to follow Jesus.
这个人说他愿意来跟随耶稣，但是他还有家庭，还有朋友，他觉得应该在他更方便的时候他才来跟随。
Today we have this liberated view of discipleship also.
好像今天我们人也有这样的一个想法，好像这样一个自由的想法。
With our modern technology and social media, we get a sense that somehow we're in control of our life more than we have ever been.
好像因为今天的科技，因为这些的社交方面的这些科技，好像我们觉得我们现在对自己的一生好像有更好的控制。
And out of this sense of being in control, we feel that we can order our program and our life just how it suits us.
好像因着觉得自己是有在这里有能够控制，所以操作，所以能够说觉得我的每 天的生活能够由我自己怎样的来安排。
But it means that Jesus becomes the option rather than the necessity.
所以耶稣就变成我们其中的一个选择，而不是我们的全部。
We're increasingly encouraged to procrastinate and not make a deliberate choice that Jesus will be the Lord of my life.
我们好像一直都在这里的推验推验，不愿意让主耶稣成为我们生命的主宰。
Jesus uses the picture of a plowman and putting his hand to the plow.
好像耶稣在这里乃是用了一个比喻，像一个在犁地的一个人，手扶着犁耕地的人。
Indicating that this man may well begin to be involved in God's mission to the world.
好像说的这个人可以开始像跟神、像世界上的工作有份。
But his liberated view means that at a more convenient time, he may look back and go back.
但是却给自己有另外一个选择，说我可以回去。
Recently, Pauline and myself made a journey into western New South Wales to the cities of Parkes and Orange.
最近我跟泰勒两个人去了New South Wales 这里的那个 Orange 那个地方。
These are agricultural communities.
他们是农作业的这个地方。
And we saw many ploughed fields, some of them sown, some of them ready to be sown.
我们看见那里有很多地都已经耕好了，有些已经播种，有些却等待着被播种。
Of course, the farmer had not put his hand to the plow, but to the steering wheel of a tractor.
我们知道今天作为一个农场农民，他手不在扶着犁，他乃是控制这个播种机、耕地机。
But the secret the farmer will tell you about plowing straight.Furrows is to have a point of focus.
但是作为一个农夫，他会告诉你，你如果想你的犁沟能够耕得很直的话，那你在你的前面应该放一点说酒枕的，注意的。
It might be a tree or a fence post at the end of the row that he keeps his eye on.
好像在那个终点那里有可能一棵树，可能或者有一根木头在那里，让他能够看着注意的来开。
But to even look back means that the furrow will be crooked.
但是如果他在耕地的时候，如果头往回转的话，可能这个犁就耕得不直而弯曲了。
A simple distraction can spoil his work.
所以一点点的骚扰就可以那个糟蹋了他的一天工作。
We live in a society where there are so many distractions.
但是今天我们生活这个社会每天面对的是这么多的骚扰。
Distractions from our devotional life and attention to God's word.
特别是骚扰这个我们把时间花在神面前来学习他的话语。
It's easy to be distracted and think I don't have the time or I need to wait another day.
常常觉得好像今天没有时间，等哪一天有时间才来开始吧。
Instead of fellowship together in around God's word and worship, it's very easy for business to come in and say, well, I should finish this first.
好像不是花时间在读神的话语，在神的话语里面有纠中，乃是更容易的就把它放在一边，先完成我的生意上面的事情才来。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, he says, looking unto Jesus.
在希伯来书十二章那里说到，我们乃是专目注视耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, in this liberated worldview of today,It is very easy to be distracted from following Jesus and being intimate with Him.
在今天这个社会，人都觉得很自由，很自由，很多选择，他们都不能够，人很难专心的来跟随主耶稣。
Those distractions will very easily lead to us failing to be faithful to our Lord Jesus.
这一切对我们的干扰，很容易的。使我们不能够忠心的来跟随我们的主。
Some of you will know the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
你们可能有些人会知道这个叫 Bonhoeffer 的人。
Bonhoeffer was a Christian leader in Germany in the time of Adolf Hitler.
他乃是在希特勒当权的德国那个时候的一个基督徒领袖。
He was one of the few people who stood against the rise of Hitler.
他乃是其中不多几个人当中能够起来反对拒绝希特勒的人。
It cost him his life.
他付出的代价就是自己的性命。
Jesus made it very clear in the first century and the 21st century that it will be costly for us to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ.
耶稣从第一世纪到现在二十一世纪都告诉我们同样的一件事，要专心跟随耶稣，那就付出代价。
With changes in morality and ethics, we need to have good, sound, biblical understanding of what God requires of us as His people.
在今天这样一个这样的一个社会里面，我们需要在神的话语里面有更深认识和坚固的根基。
This is not a day when we can have a romantic view, a convenient view, or a liberated view of what it means to follow Jesus.
今天我们不该有一个觉得跟随耶稣是一种浪漫的事情，是一种自由释放的事情，或者一种方便的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to grow in our intimacy with Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us in deep levels that will transform our attitudes, transform our minds, be His followers.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在需要圣灵在我们里面做一个更深的工作，来改变我们的思想，改变我们的行为生活。
Wonderful news is that Jesus living within us is our sufficient riches and resource to live in our world.
当我们最好的福音乃是耶稣活在我们里面，他又成为供给我们所有需要的源头。
For every responsibility we have at work,
无论在工作上我们有任何的责任，
In the family,
或者在家庭里
In our church,
或者在教会聚会地方
In our community,
或者在社会上
Jesus within us is sufficient.
在我们里面的耶稣，他是完全能够足够来满足一切需要。
But it does mean a daily decision to choose to do God's will rather than our will.
但是需要我们每天都有立下一个心志来遵行神的旨意，而不是遵行自己的想法。
These were the words of Jesus as he was going to the cross.
因为耶稣当他又上十字架的时候也说了同样的话。
It is the reason why he was able to face the agony, the persecution, the opposition of that experience.
这是为什么耶稣能够来面对承受十字架上一切的痛苦，一切的折磨。
On a daily basis he was saying, not my will, but your will be done.
每天在他的生活中，他都向神说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Today is the day when we need to decide, I'm a committed follower of Jesus, not a convenient one, not a romantic one,Not a liberated one.
今天我们必须自己做了一个决定，我们是不是全心全意来跟随耶稣做他的门徒，还是我们跟随耶稣只是为着我们觉得浪漫、觉得方便和觉得自由。
When that is settled, then we can live the way Jesus lived, where he lived for others.
若是我们能够明白的时候，我们就能够像耶稣一样活出一个生命，是为着别人。
Whoever we are, we can be nurturing somebody else to take new steps in their walk with Jesus.
无论我们是谁，我们是帮助的是谁，我们都能够帮助他们向着耶稣，跟随耶稣更迈进一步。
As a Sunday school teacher, you may be nurturing somebody in their early walk with Jesus.
你若是一个主日学的老师，你可能是在那里的来牧养这些年轻的孩子。
As a Bible study leader, you can be nurturing somebody so that in an appropriate point of time, they can have a new level of skill and responsibility to nurture that group.
作为一个带领查经的，也能够照着那个机会，用神的话语怎样的帮助跟你在一起的人，向耶稣更进一步。
Whoever we are, Jesus calls us to nurture and care for others who are new or young in the faith.
无论我们是谁，耶稣都在呼召着我们，能够来帮助那些在耶稣里能是有新的或者刚开始啊跟随的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have a wonderful Savior and a very gracious Lord, who, as we put Him first, blesses us beyond what we could ever imagine.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们有一位奇妙的救主，有一位。荣耀的主，我们能够将人生的每一步都交在他的手上。
Shall we pray? And if it's possible, I'll ask my wife to come and we'll just give a quick overview of some slides of our ministry recently in India and Bangladesh.
我们又祷告，周围又请我太太上来跟我们交通一点。最近我们去到印度和还邦加拉底那里。带领我们所做的工。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to be the Savior of the world.
我们的天父，我们也感谢你差遣耶稣来成为世人的救主。
We thank you for His skill, His patience, and ability to transform us to be like Him.
我们感谢你，因着他有这能力、智慧和之来改变我们。
Thank you, your grace in revealing those needs that we have and addressing them.
我们要感谢你，因你的恩典能够知道我们的需要，又能够来满足我们的需要。
We thank you for choosing us to be your disciples.
我们感谢你拣选我们来成为你的门徒。
We thank you for your purpose of making Jesus known through our life.
感谢你让耶稣成为我们生命中所认识的。
We thank you for your purpose in calling us to share the gospel so that others might know Him also.
我们也感谢你的旨意呼召我们与你一同来做福音的工作，使更多的人也能够来认识耶稣。
Father, we pray that our hearts and our minds will be fully devoted to Jesus.
天父，我们祈求让我们的心思意念都能够完全的献给耶稣。
That we will not be numbered amongst those who turn aside or turn back.
我们不要像那些 转后退后和转离的离开的人。
But will dwell deeply in Jesus and share Him with others.
让能够深深地住在基督里，而将你分向别人分享。
We thank you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我们感谢你奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We have just been privileged to be able to go to places like India and Bangladesh over a good number of years now. And I'll just go through very quickly.
我们感谢主，因为主很荣幸让我们最近几年都能够去到印度，跟邦加拉底那里去做主工。
our recent trip, there are a number of dangers associated with going to Bangladesh because of ISIS activity today.
最近的这一段时间 我们在邦加拉里的时候 遇到很多的这些危险 因此这个伊斯兰教在那里的活动
We needed to take some precautions
所以我们又做一些事情的时候 我们都有非常的小心
But ultimately we came to the conviction that Jesus said go
但是当我们祷告寻求主之后 我们心中有平安 主说去
We did not take a team to Bangladesh this year, but that opened an opportunity to spend some time in India.
因为今年我们 没有去邦加拉底, 但是神却为我们开了一个门, 使我们能够到印度去。
The first place was Hyderabad, where our son Samuel was born in 1970.
在第一个地方来自 Hyderabad 就是我们第一个儿子 Samuel 撒母耳在那里出生的
And then went across to Visakhapatnam
之后就去了那个 Kapatnam
That was a time of doing some leadership seminars and family seminars with rural pastors
在那里能够 带领一些 那些 家庭和那些 领袖所开了一个 特会
And then one week in Sri Lanka before meeting Pauline in Bangladesh
之后我就去了 斯里兰卡 之后还去邦加拉底 跟我太太见面
These are parts of the world where people do not get very much teaching of God's word
我们去的这些地方 在那里都是 他们都缺乏神话语的教导
Visakhapatnam is a beautiful coastline and that was mainly where I spent time in India.
So Visakhapatnam 就是 这个 John 去印度那里 住的那一段时间
In this family seminar customary for women to sit on one side of the room men to sit on the other side.
在这些家庭的特会里面 他们在那里 的做法呢是 作为 姐妹是坐在一边 弟兄坐在另外一边
But after some teaching sessions they agreed pastor and wife can be in the same group and discuss together
但是当到他们有了神话语教导的时候 他们也明白说 作为 一个牧师跟他太太可以坐在一起
It's always good for husband and wife to talk together and work together
因为看见丈夫妻子能够在主里同工 都是非常美好的事情
These seminars were going from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30
这些 聚会都是从 早上9点到晚上
And they always brought more people than I asked them to bring
但是每一次 聚会的时候 来的人都是远超过我们所 那个预计的
This is father and son.
这乃是父亲跟儿子。
In this village area, the father had been a governed officer for community development.
在他们这一个印度的村庄里面, 这个父亲乃是好像那个环保管理。
While he was doing his job, he discovered that there was no Christian witness in this village.
所以在他的工作的时候, 他发现说为什么在这个 村庄这里, 周围没有基督徒,
he bought some land, built church, and began to share the gospel with people.
他就买了一块地, 建了一个教堂, 就开始在那里传福音。
I was very surprised to find that living in the church hall, each night, there were young people.
又发现说我在那里的时候, 稀奇的发现, 这每天晚上住在教堂里, 都是一些青年人。
But his son Aaron explained, these young people, they like to come here.
他的儿子告诉我说, 因为这些青年觉得他们很喜欢来到教会这里。
And Aaron had been tutoring the students. Some were teachers, some were architects, some were pharmacists. And they were having a wonderful church there by discipling these young people.
所以他这个 Alan 的儿子在那里也在教导这些青年，而其中也有些是做那些事迹的跟不同的工作。
One of the pastors we met works in middle management in Vizag Steel.
其中一个牧师他的日常的工作乃是做一个做那个钢铁公司里面的一个中层的管理人员。
But maybe once a month he has three or four days holiday.
但是可能一个月他有几天的假期。
And so he goes to places where the gospel has never been before.
那他就用那一段的时间去到每一个地方还没有听到福音的地方。
And just a few years ago, he went to this group of people living under the tents.
几年前他就去了这一这个地方，他们这些人都只是住在这样帐篷里。
And some believers, some people became believers who were involved with witchcraft and other things.
在当中有些行邪术的人，他们也都悔改，信了耶稣。
Out of a revival meeting of maybe 250, 60 or 260 people, half of them were under 25 years of age.
当在那里神的工作一个大的福星260个得救的人在那里一半都是青年。
And then a short trip to Sri Lanka.
然后我就去了斯里兰卡。
And now it's my turn. We're now in Bangladesh.
现在我们在邦加拉底。
And some of the Christian ladies go over to a big slum area.
在那里很多基督徒的姐妹她们乃是去这些穷苦的地方。
In this slum area, there's a population of about 400,000 people.
400,000. 在这些穷人的那村地方，他们那里乃是有超过40万的穷人住在那里。
And they hire a little shed. It's no more than a shed from this lady you can see I'm standing with.
我跟这一位姐妹站在一起的，他们在那里呢是建了一个铁皮的屋。
Let me just tell you a quick story. She is a Muslim lady, and her name was Rina.
她的名叫 Rina. 她本来是一个那个伊斯兰教。
And she's been renting out her shed to the Christian ladies to bring in the girls for some education.
但是作为一个回教徒，她却把她建的这个铁皮屋租给了基督徒，让他们能够去帮助一些青年的女孩子。
And this is her story. She's a Muslim woman, and I came and I greeted her.
她是一个回教的妇女，但是我来却能够跟她打招呼。
And I said, Donabad, Donabad.
我跟她讲这说 Donabad.
Donabad, that was thank you for what you are doing.
好像是感谢你，感谢你所做的这一切。
And when she's beenrenting this shed out for nearly 10 years to the Christian ladies.
他已经在将他的这些盖的这些房子租给了那些基督徒的姐妹已经超过十年了。
And the Muslim men came to her and said to her, why are you letting the Christians come here?
然后这些回教徒的男人却来问他说，你为什么能够让这些基督徒来到这里？
They said, send them away, we don't want the Christians here.
他说把他们赶走吧，我们不喜欢基督徒来这里。
And she's a very strong woman, I think. She said, what are you doing for these girls? You are doing nothing.
但是他回答这些男人却说，那你们为这些女孩子做了什么？你们为他们做了什么都没有做。
These Christian ladies are coming and teaching them to write, to read their own language, all of these things. You are doing nothing, so be quiet, shut up.
叫他们说你们闭嘴，因为那个你们在对这些女孩子没有做什么来帮助他们，但这些基督徒的妇女却来这里教他们识字读书。
So there are many new experiences and situations, and this is a young couple that came for training at the Christian Discipleship Center.
这是一对夫妇来到这个基督徒蒙福训练中心。
They came late.
他们迟到。
One of their friends had been struck on the head because he'd become a Christian and they had to put him in hospital.
因为他们有一位朋友信了耶稣 结果就被人在头上打了一棒 结果他们又送他去医院。
This is a group of pastors, elders and deacons in the Dhaka church.
在这里乃是在扎卡那里的一些牧师长老跟执事。
Over the 8 years that we've been working with them,
在这个邦加拉里的家庭教会,
we've encouraged them do the simple things well.
我们一直在鼓励他们, 又把紧张的事情做得好,
share the gospel well.
就是能够把福音分享得好,
disciple others well.
能够领人,
and it was exciting to see that this group of 18 people now have emerged as established leaders in the church.
你看见这18位的人现在能够在那个教会里面起了代表工作。
So we can see that the principle of discipling others is very fruitful even today.
所以我们看见在今天的这个时代能够领人 做耶稣的盟族也是很成功的。And
these were leaders that we were training from the southern district of Bangladesh. It was so encouraging.
这也是南面在那里的这些来参加训练的。Thank
you for the opportunity just to share a little bit that God is doing wonderful things in our world and he calls you and me to be a part of that.
感谢这个时间能够跟你们分享一点神在世界其他地方的工作。 Thank you, 谢谢。
Firstly, we'd like to thank the Lord for this morning. Once again, that He has brought His servant. And thanks, John, for and Pauline for sharing with us this morning.